You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. And as I say, boys and girls, don't I? If you turn us on, you'll hear it. It's The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Lovely to be with you. Yes, it's the start, I'm sorry, of a brand new week. It is Monday. It is Monday, the 26th of September. And just looking at a few things relevant to today's date. We've got Day of the National Flag being celebrated in Ecuador today. Dominion Day in New Zealand. European Day of Languages, that's, of course, in the European Union. Revolution Day in Yemen. And I like this one. This is one we should all take under our belts. Today's National Good Neighbor Day today. And where is that taking place? That's taking place up in the United States.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home
tonight.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed, we are young. I think I remember the Tays. And they come out of New York, up there in the United States. And I tell you what, they were formed back in 2008. And their debut studio album, Aim and Ignite, was released 2009. Moderate commercial success for them. As I say there, and they're featuring on that one, Janet Monáe. Time on the Breakfast Show, keep your eye on the time. We are 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Called Walking on the Sun. That was Smash Mouth from their first album, which was Fush You Mang back in 1997. It was their first major single, reaching number one on the US Billboard Modern Rock Tracks chart and number two on the Billboard Hot 100 Airplay chart as well. Also, the success abroad, peaking number three in Canada, Iceland, and number five in Italy, and number seven in Australia as well. I tell you what, this will take us to a shower song for this morning. Notice on a Monday morning, I said a shower song very slowly. Gotta get tongue-tied. This is Wham! And everything that she wants.
You.
There we go. That's Wham and everything she wants, or everything she wants. I tell you what, I was just about right as well. That has taken us to this time. Yep, time to get you in the shower, on your way, spruced up and ready for whatever it is you're going to be doing on this Monday. And hope you're going to have an absolutely great day. And what do I got for you? Oh, Chaka Khan in the shower and I'm Every Woman. Go in the shower with you this morning, and Chaka Khan and I'm Every Woman. And 19 minutes after 6 o'clock, that's what the time is right now. Time to get you out. Yep, and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Monday morning. Right, what we got lined up for you this morning? It is a Monday. What do we do on a Monday when we get the chance? We have a Music Monday. Yes, we do indeed. You and me in the music this morning going right through until 10 o'clock. We'll be checking in with Ingrid for Everyday Story of Country Folk, no doubt, later on this morning. And Yasmin, we'll be chatting with her later, see how her weekend went. And usual bits and pieces, around about 10 minutes time, we'll look at some of the local news headlines, which we'll look at in more detail at 8 and 9 o'clock. And at 7 o'clock, some international news headlines. 7:30, we'll look at the world of business. And in between those two, we'll look at the weather. Quite a breezy night last night. Yeah, we had the window open in the bedroom last night. We call it camping. That's what we do. So like living outside, really. It was quite breezy last night, I can tell you. Quite a stormy look outside of the studio window this morning. That's because we're getting the tail end of this hurricane, which is making its way right now up to Cuba. So anyway, that's what we're going to be doing during the course of this morning. And of course, playing plenty of great music as we go through till 10. So I hope we're going to keep you company till then.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I want to wake up where you say anything at all, so why don't you try?
Show with Jerry D.
Tell you, they call themselves Bad Boys Blue, and you probably gathered by now that was called No Regrets. Time on the breakfast show. Let's keep an eye. We're 28 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock.
You are listening to the breakfast show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The breakfast show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Mi amor, qué bien que llegaste. ¿Lista para ver la serie?
Claro que sí. Déjame prender la computadora.
Oye, pero eso como que se ve mal.
Ay, sí, hace varios días. No sé qué le pasa.
Y se escucha bien raro.
Ah, eso lo tiene hace rato. Tampoco sé por qué.
Si tu equipo está fallando pero no sabes qué le sucede, tráelo a DataServe y te damos un diagnóstico. Aprovecha el DataServe Black Week del 12 al 30 de septiembre y te brindamos un 25% de descuento en el costo del diagnóstico. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram, @DataServePanamá, y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataServe, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is time for us. We're going to take a look at some of the local news headlines for this Monday morning. It is Monday. It is the 26th of September. The country's business sector reiterated once again that it is urgent to reach agreements and take action as soon as possible to save Panama's public pension system, which is in a critical condition, or critical stage anyway. Highlighted, this is by the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama in its statement this Sunday. They indicated that given this reality, the option of not doing anything and letting time pass would mean a profound act of irresponsibility on the part of the current administration. According to the businessmen, they are aware that reaching agreements on the route to follow is not easy and that it will probably not be resolved before the end of the Laurentino Cortizo term, and that's in July of 2024. However, this cannot be an excuse to sit idly by because time is running out. If we don't start to act, retirees will arrive at the ATM and find themselves surprised that they haven't received their monthly payment, they added. Making decisions to try to save the disability, old age and death, the IVM program of the Social Security Fund will involve a thorny and complicated path in the coming months. This was demonstrated on Thursday last in a vote in the CSS Board of Directors to take the first steps to reactivate the dialogue. It had to be decided whether to give courtesy room to the organizations of the single dialogue table of Pen and Ome so that they could present their proposal to recompose the dialogue for the SSC, frozen since December of 2021, pending the report of the International Labour Organization, the ILO, and without one of the key members, that's the workers. In the end, it was decided by a majority of 9-2 to give the courtesy, but there is still no date for this meeting. And there's one interesting thing, it says here about, you know, many people do not know what the purpose of a preliminary hearing is. At this stage, the process is not a matter of establishing who is guilty and who is not, but rather whether the crime exists and whether there are sufficient reasons to prosecute one or more of the defendants. And this is all to do with the Odebrecht case. So they're just basically explaining what the current situation is and what some of the lawyers are putting up to muddy the waters, I guess, would probably be a good expression on that one. A minor under 16 years of age will be provisionally detained for the alleged commission of the crimes of homicide, attempted homicide. This is due to the events that occurred in an education establishment in the province of Colón. The case is related to the shooting that occurred on the afternoon of last Thursday, the 22nd of September. This was at the Rufo A. Garay Institute in the city of Colón. As a result of this event, a 15-year-old student died and two other minors, 16 and 17 years of age, were injured. Regarding the event, the Ministry of Education made a call to put down all kinds of violence and promote peaceful coexistence in the country's educational centres. And the Ministry of Public Security reported on Sunday that to date they have seized 91,650 drug packages. Of these, 23 tons have been seized in ports in the Pacific and in the Caribbean. The fight over drugs by these criminal groups is incessant, and these goods, which are intended to be sent through the ports, represent high profits, said the entity. The drugs, by the way, they were located inside a yellow container, which was ready to be sent to one of the ports in our country. Thanks to the intelligence work of our national police units, it was possible to anticipate the objective of the organization, explained the minister. And a prevention alert for rains accompanied by strong gusts of wind that would occur between the 25th and 27th of September, this is in various parts of the country, was issued on the afternoon of this Sunday by the National Civil Protection System, CINAPROC. The entity indicated that it is constantly monitoring due to the strong winds and due to the displacement of Tropical Cyclone Ian, which could become a hurricane in the next 24 hours. That's it. Some of those things in the local news. I say we will be looking at that in more detail a little bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. Time on The Breakfast Show, 25 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. I remember.
remember what you wore on the first day. You came into my life and I thought, hey, you know, this could be something. Cause everything you do and words you say, you know that it all takes my breath away. And now I'm left with nothing. So maybe it's true that I can't live without you. Maybe two is better than one, but there's so much time to figure out the rest of my life, and you've already got me coming undone. And I'm thinking too, it's better.
Before the hour 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show, and tell you what, I've got there was a piece I was watching actually. In fact, it's to do with Tesla, and they reckon he's going to launch a robot which is completely different. This is what he says, at any rate, and it'll be able to do all sorts of things around the house. Be able to go out and mow the lawn, apparently. See, if you had a whole fleet of those, you could have a lot of friends, couldn't you? Tube Army. Are friends electric? Could be.
We'll be right back.
Two-Way Army and our friends Electric. Well, the way things are going, could be. We're just making our way to 15 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock this morning. And let me see, what was I going to tell you? Oh, yes, it's an interesting little story. It's a highlight. It says, apparently, according to a highlight of the 1950s movie called The Mudlark, was a rousing parliamentary address, and it was delivered by the actor Alec Guinness, or as he was to be known, Sir Alec Guinness, who was playing Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli. Well, especially impressive was a long dramatic pause that he gave in the middle of the speech, which wasn't in the script. But when the 20th Century Fox chief Daryl Zanuck asked Guinness how he came up with such a brilliant idea, the actor says, it was nothing really. Forgot my lines.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Lisa Stansfield, and this is The Right Time, was the first of those tracks falling on there. This is The Killers, and it's called Boy. If you aren't keeping an eye on the time, we're 7 minutes. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock. By the way, it is the 26th of September. Yes, we're whipping through, aren't we? Soon going to be October. And I was just going to tell you something relevant to today's date. If we go back to the year 1580, Sir Francis Drake, he finished his circumnavigation of the Earth, and that was on this day. And it is time for us to, let's go and have a chat with George Ezra, shall we? He's going to be singing about all the green, green grass with all this rain.
She moves like lightning, and she counts to three. And she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass.
Yeah. I die.
Misled, and that, of course, you can recognise that voice, don't you? Celine Dion. As we make our way up to the top of the hour, almost 7 o'clock this morning.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
And I tell you what, you make your way into work on this Monday morning feeling a little bit peckish. Well, if you're around the Paitia area, don't forget our friends at the De Gourmet store. Now, this is the delicatessen store and speciality Foods store to go to, all right? It's now in Paitea Mall, okay? That's the strip mall, which is next to the Pacific Center. If you know where the Panama Clinic is, it's in that area there. They're waiting for you from Monday through to Saturday, so get cracking. Go and pick up yourself an empanada or a nice piece of bread. Yeah, nice bun, nice loaf would be nice, wouldn't it? Something like that. Get your day started. Get a bit of breakfast. And also, let me just remind you about this. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Little Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And I tell you what, we're just 2.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, so let's take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. Needless to say, starting off over there in Ukraine, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that he doesn't think Vladimir Putin is bluffing when he says that Moscow would be ready to use nuclear weapons to defend Russia. The Russian president said in a televised address last week that Moscow would use all available means to protect Russia and its people if its territorial integrity were threatened. Look, maybe yesterday it was a bluff. Now it could be a reality, Zelensky, who had previously played down such warnings as nuclear blackmail, told CBS News on Sunday. The United States warned Moscow of catastrophic consequences if it uses nuclear weapons in Ukraine after Russia promised protection to Ukrainian regions that Moscow looked set to annex following widely criticized referendums. Citizens in four regions of Ukraine were voting for a fourth day on Monday in the Russian-organized referendums that Kiev and the West have branded as a sham. They say the outcomes are predetermined and they will not recognize the results. A gunman with a swastika on his T-shirt killed 13 people, including 7 children, and wounded more than 20. This was at a school in Russia on Monday before committing suicide, investigators have said. The identity of the attacker and the motive for the shooting in Izhevsk, about 970 kilometers east of Moscow, were not clear. And also a gunman was detained after opening fire at a military draft office in Russia's Irkutsk region on Monday, the local governor said. Now the gunman, who in a video published on social media, is seen identifying himself to police officers as 25-year-old Arusian Zinini. He opened fire at a draft office in the Siberian town of Ust-Ilimsk. A separate video of the shooting shows him firing at least one shot inside the draft office. Giorgia Meloni looks set to become Italy's first woman prime minister at the head of its most right-wing government since World War II, after leading a conservative alliance to triumph, and this was on Sunday's at Sunday's election. Near final results showed that the rightist bloc should have a solid majority in both houses of parliament, potentially giving Italy a rare chance of political stability after years of upheaval and fragile coalitions. Iran has accused the United States on Monday of using protests triggered by the death of a woman in police custody to try to destabilize the country, and warned it would not go unanswered as the biggest unrest since 2019 showed no signs of abating. Iran has been rocked by nationwide demonstrations sparked by the death of a 22-year-old Kurdish woman, Mahsa Amini, after she was detained by morality police enforcing the Islamic Republic's strict restrictions on women's dress. India is pushing tech giants to make smartphones compatible with its homegrown navigation system within months, and this is worrying the likes of Samsung, Xiaomi and Apple, who fear elevated costs and disruptions as the move requires hardware changes. according to two industry sources and government documents seen by Reuters. In line with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's drive for self-reliance, India has over the years expanded the use of its navigation or its regional navigation satellite system called NAVIC, which stands for Navigation with Indian Constellation. And that's it in the news. We'll take a look at the business news at the bottom of the hour. In between the two, we'll take a look at the weather. It's very cloudy, so quite dark out there, but there is some signs of a little bit of weak sun shining through at the moment. However, the blinds are still down, which means it's not got too drastic yet, the sun. Thank you, Vali. What's this one called? I'll let him tell you.
Like a million miles away from me, you couldn't see how I adored you. So close, so close, and yet so far. Carried your books from school, play and make believe you're married to me. You were fifth grade, I was sixth when we came to be. Walking home every day.
Show with Jerry D.
Oh,
Well, as the man himself said, Frankie Valli, My Eyes Adored You, that was the first of those two. This one is Bananarama and On Your Own, and I'm going to take a little rummage around the internet and see if I can find any nice little stories for you. And because it's a Music Monday, we like that, don't we? We like Music Mondays. Well, I do. If you keep an eye on the time, we're 13 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. This is Que Sera from Chris Rea.
Forever our hearts will be, always running.
And there goes Mr. Chris Rea heading off into the distance there in Kesara. Right, we're going to take a look at the weather for this morning. We're going to start, as we do, with the forecast for today, which happens to be, if you just joined us, not sure, the 26th of September. Starting off on the Colon side in Costa Arriba, we're looking at it temperature-wise. Maximum temperature being 31 degrees today at Celsius. 23 will be the minimum. 37 the thermal sensation with 82% relative humidity. It's going to be partially cloudy during the course of this morning with some isolated showers in the afternoon. And it'll be partially cloudy tonight. Now, moving over to Panama, West Panama, on this side of the isthmus, we've got 30 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature with 24 the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, that's going to be the thermal sensation with relative humidity at 82%. Partially cloudy is what they reckon for this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And tonight, it's going to be partially cloudy. Moving along a little bit to us here in the metropolitan area, 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature with 24, the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, that will be the thermal sensation with 83% relative humidity. Now they reckon a few showers during the course of the morning. This afternoon, isolated showers. And what are we looking for the tonight? We're looking at partially cloudy, so we're only just up the coast from West Panama, but there's quite a bit of a difference there. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, around the Perlis Islands, we're looking at temperatures of 29 degrees Celsius being the maximum, with 24 the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, with 84% relative humidity. Rain and thunderstorms during the course of the morning, with isolated showers in the afternoon, and tonight we've got isolated showers continuing. Moving over then to maritime conditions, let's see what is in store for us. We're going to start with the tides, starting on the Pacific. High tide, the first one was at 3.55 this morning, just 5 minutes before 4, and it was 4.85 metres, that was the high tide. Low tide will be at 10.13 this morning, 0.24 of a metre. High tide again, 4.13 in the afternoon, 4.85 metres. And the last low tide, that's going to be at 10.26 tonight, and that'll be 0.6 of a metre. Moving across to the Caribbean, we're looking at high tide, that was at 12.16 this morning, that was 0.18 of a metre. Low tide was at 6.32, that was 0.09 of a metre. High tide again, that'll be at 1.17 this afternoon, and that'll be 0.21 of a metre. Low tide, the last one, 8.12 tonight, 0.09 of a metre. Nothing in it there, really. You want to look at that in inches, starting with the high tide. That was 6 inches, and then we've got 3 inches. And then the next high tide, 7 inches, and then we're back down to the low tide at 3 inches. So there we are. Not much movement on that side at all, is there? Now, let's have a look and see what the actual sea conditions are doing for us today. We're starting off on the Caribbean coast. We're looking at... Now, they do have a small craft advisory for you this morning, but again, it's a little bit baffling because it says that the winds are just 10 to 15 kilometres an hour coming from the south-southeast. Waves just at 1 foot, but there is a small craft advisory, which has been dropped in the afternoon. The winds are picking up to 20 to 25 kilometres an hour coming from the south-southwest. With waves, there aren't any. Zero. There we go. Let's move over, shall we, to the Pacific. No advisory for you. Good conditions this morning. 15 to 20 kilometres an hour winds coming from a southerly direction, and the waves will be at 3 feet. In the afternoon, we've got a small craft advisory for you. Wind picking up a bit to 25 to 30 kilometres an hour coming from the south-southwest with 3 foot waves. So remember that. Small craft advisory this afternoon on the Pacific. And that's it. That's our look at the weather for this Monday morning.
Ooh, why do you cause me to weep? Cause me to mourn? You cause me to pack my bag?
Thank you.
That man's got. His name is George Ezra, and did you hear the rain? Not yet. Did see a bit of sunshine trying to peep through again just a few seconds ago. Oh dear. This is a strange beginning. Sounds like something out of Doctor Who, doesn't it? It's Cars, and it's called Magic.
Gotta hold on, you gotta hold on.
There we go, and that has brought us down to the bottom of the hour. Yes, it is, well, in actual fact, 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the Breakfast Show. Let's take a look, shall we, at some of the international business news for Monday morning. Sterling skidded briefly to an all-time low early on Monday as investors in Asia reacted to the new British government's fiscal plan, which threatens to stretch the country's finances to their limits. The currency plunged as much as 4.85% to $1.0327 in thin Asia trading, extending a 3.61% dive from Friday when Finance Minister Kwasi Kwarteng unveiled historic tax cuts and the biggest increase in borrowing since 1972 to pay for them. A renewed sell-off in British gilts pushed Eurozone yields higher as the fallout from last week's fiscal statement in Britain roiled markets for a second session. Share markets around the world also slid as concerns about high interest rates continued to put pressure on the financial system, though in a rare recent example of a news event having a smaller market impact than feared, reaction to Italy's election result was muted. Oil prices fell for a second day on Monday on fears of lower fuel demand from possible global recession, sparked by rising interest rates with further price pressure coming from a surging US dollar. Brent crude futures for November settlement slipped by $1 or 1.2% to $85.15 a barrel. This was at 09.43 GMT. The contract fell as low as $84.51, the lowest since the 14th of January. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude in November dropped 87 cents or 1.1% to $77.87. WTI dropped as low as $77.21, the lowest since January the 6th. Alphabet unit Google on Monday rebuffed a push by European telecoms operators to get big tech to help fund network costs, saying it was a 10-year-old idea that was bad for consumers and that the company was already investing millions in internet infrastructure. The comments by Matt Britin, president of EMEA, business and operations at Google, come as the European Commission said it would seek feedback from telecoms and tech industries on the issue of the coming in the coming months before making any legislative proposal. A United States Treasury official has ruled out secondary sanctions to enforce a price cap mechanism on Russian oil exports, despite a proposal last week by United States senators. Democratic and Republican senators last week proposed that U.S. President Joe Biden's administration use secondary sanctions on international banks to strengthen the price cap aimed at capping Russia's oil revenues while minimizing the impact on global markets and prices. And lastly, Amazon.com Inc. on Sunday announced an expected scale for its Loyalty Club Shoppers, an event that its Prime Day summer marketing blitz that aims to boost holiday revenue and appeal to cost-conscious buyers facing economic turbulence. The Prime Early Access sale will start on the 11th of October at midnight Pacific Daylight Time for 48 hours in 15 countries, said Amazon. Vice President Jamil Ghani told Reuters that the rationale for a second Amazon Deals event this year was earlier holiday shopping and the macroeconomic environment that the customers were facing. So there we go. That's it. That's some of the things in the international world of business. Now, let me tell you about something, and that's our friends at Encuentra Venti Quattro. Yes, it's coming with lots of flow. It says here they're taking you to Bad Bunny's VIP concert. Publish your car with the hashtag BadBunnyE24 and find out more in Encuentra Venti Quattro. And this is this offer is valid until the 15th of October. You've still got a little bit of time on that one. And again, do remember to pop into De Gourmet store on your way to the office. Pick up something nice. Don't forget they've got some delicious baked breads, Bets cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, wines, all sorts of things. So you can pop in there on the way to work, get yourself something for your breakfast. Don't forget lunchtime, pop around there and go and look at their Heat and Enjoy products as well. Saves you a lot of time. Just pick it up, heat it, and eat it. There you are. Heat it and eat it. I like that. Right, on the Breakfast Show. Let's go back to the music. How about this one? This is Dada Disneyland. Believe it or not. They simply call themselves Dada, and they're singing there about Disneyland. You might want to know how that's spelled. D-I-Z-Z-K-N-E-E Land. Disneyland. Must be something to do with copyright, I would assume. We're 20 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. I was just taking a rummage around some of the information Neil sends in for us, and we're looking at this day in, well, what's happening on this day, some of the events that took place. I mentioned earlier on about it was the finishing the circumnavigation of the Earth. Sir Francis Drake finished that today in the year 1580. Let's come forward to the year 1820, shall we? Colonel Robert Gibbon Johnson proved something wasn't poisonous by eating several on the steps of the courthouse in Salem in New Jersey. Said, well, I'll ask you a little question. That was in 1820. Colonel Robert Gibbon Johnson proved so-and-so-and-so-and-so weren't poisonous by eating several on the steps of the courthouse in Salem in New Jersey. Have a think about it, and I'll tell you the answer after this.
Myself, I like your attitude, you too fly. She been talking to her friends, talking about the new guy. Talking about the money that I'm spending. I got visions of you winning. Body fine, need a mitten. If I fuck up, then forgiving. I was dead on relationships, you made me feel like living. I'ma stand on a bending, cause I got multi-million plans for us all to survive. All I need for you to do is never fold and don't lie. I felt like you was the one when I had looked in your eyes. Open the door, she seen a ghost, and we should go take a ride. Doing the most, don't ever post, don't let them see what we got. We on the boat, enjoy the coast, you let me get right inside. Yeah, she knew to me, I never show nobody this side.
This might be me.
And that was Mr. Calvin Harris there together with Nomani, and that was called New to You. We are 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Good morning to Talitha. She came in because the question I was asking you was, in 1820, Colonel Robert Gibson Johnson proved were poisonous by eating several on the steps of the courthouse in Salem. Talitha said bread, but it wasn't. In actual fact, in 1820, Colonel Robert Gibson Johnson proved tomatoes weren't poisonous by eating several on the steps of the courthouse in Salem, in New Jersey. So it was tomatoes, Talitha. But never know, he might have had it in a sandwich. So, but thank you so much for getting in touch, Talitha, there. So there, it was tomatoes. By the way, also, you've heard here in Panama, no doubt, of Abu Saad, the Shriners here in Panama. They do a lot of good things for the kids of Panama, especially for pediatric care and also for burns. They've taken a lot of severely burned kids here from Panama up to the States, and that's all part of the Shriners. In the year 1872, the first Shriners temple, called Mecca, was established. Where was that? That was in New York City. I like this one. It's Robbie Williams. Disco Symphony. Off his new album, celebrating 25 years of his solo career.
Will the floor fill up from your torch and singer? You've been singing other songs, but I'll forgive you. They shoot horses, don't they, though? But I'm just not gonna quit. Dressed in McQueen and a VG stream, still right in the thick of it.
Shaking my head.
Show it.
Robbie Williams and Disco Symphony off of his new album, celebrating 25 years of his solo career. Not a bad album, a lot of his oldies redone. This is Gin Blossoms. Hey, Jealousy.
Many things that we have learned. something, I insist. When you have your young, remember this song. And our world surroundings is leaps and bounds, ups and downs, is reality. Teach them to be strong, and when they are grown, they can proudly imply that we were an alright guy. For all the wrong now is right, this nation's people are now united as one. And we just keep on keeping on. We just keep on keeping on. Many think that we have grown it, but they too will soon admit that there's still a lot of love among us. And there's still a lot of faith, for and trust when we keep on. Keeping on, y'all. Keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on. We got to move on up, y'all. Keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on. Some years back I remember, still in my mind so well. My mama made this one for flip, and I found it never fails. Never wear it too long,
wear it too long.
And I won't go strong.
And I won't go
strong. Today it's sorrow.
Today it's sorrow.
We got joy tomorrow.
We got joy tomorrow.
Keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on.
Keep on keep on.
Keep on keep on.
The sound of Curtis Mayfield there, and keep on keeping on. And that has brought us to the top of the hour. It's 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemp Perrier.
Ay, no, Mónica, en este celular ni se ve para hacer el selfie.
Ay, sí, es que se me cayó el otro día.
Si la pantalla de tu iPhone 11, 12 o 13 está rota o rajada y deseas cambiarla, aprovecha el DataSurf Black Week del 12 al 30 de septiembre y te brindamos un 5% de descuento en su reparación. También aplica para baterías. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram, @DataSurfPanamá, y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataSurf, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
I am not in love, but I'm open to persuasion. East or west, where's the best for romance? I can smile, but with a lover I could hold my head back and really laugh, really laugh. Thank you. You took me dancing across the floor, cheek to cheek. But with a lover I could really move, really move. I could really dance. Will it dance, will it dance, will it dance? I can really move, really move, really move, really move. Now if I can feel the sun in my eyes and the rain on my face, why can't I?
No conversation, no way tonight.
We'll be
there's a couple of beautiful tracks. Started off with Love and Affection, and followed on there with Stay With Me Till the Dawn. And the last one, Judy Zook there. And that has brought us on The Breakfast Show. We're 24 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. And I guess probably about time to find out what's happening in our everyday story of country folk.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Oh, what a weekend. I feel like a mermaid. I spent most of my time face down in the water. If I could sing underwater, I'd be a mermaid song. Yay! Maybe Disney would hire me. Yeah, didn't think so. Okay. So we're still here in Coronado enjoying. I didn't go to the beach. I stayed by the swimming pool. I cooked out. I had a lot of just rest. I had three naps yesterday. I've never had so many naps before. I think a lot of it is just trying to that stress of COVID finally being over and feeling better and getting that fresh air and sunshine. And I don't know if you can hear it, but I think I sound better. I have less congestion. It's amazing how the sea air can help. No wonder so many resorts have people there who, remember in the old days when you'd watch those movies and the people who go to the resorts to get their health back? Yes, well, that's what I've done. I've gone to the resort to get my health back. Yes. This is a big yard. I'm very blessed to have such a good friend to be so generous to me while he's not here. Thank you, Jose. I appreciate you very, very much. So now and the other thing that's amazing is actually, I don't know how it's possible, but it's quieter than where I live in El Valle. In El Valle, we constantly have the cars going by in the morning, especially the buses, the Diablo Rojos. But here, it's been divine. The biggest noise are the squirrels fighting in the backyard, which was pretty funny to watch and to listen to. But it is serene. The stars last night were spectacular because we're so close to the ocean and less ambient light. I mean, on the mountains, unfortunately, we do get a lot of cover because of the clouds. But the stars here last night were divine. Oh, looking up into the sky and seeing all those beautiful specks, it was delicious. Well, today I return to reality and get back home, get some work done, because it's Monday, it's time to get back to work. And I'm here at work now. So, I'm good here in Coronado, soon to be in El Valle, and back to you in the studio.
Bye.
There we go. That's Dire Straits and, Twist End by the Pool, which I guess that's what Ingrid and the chef and that were doing over the weekend. So anyway, glad to have you had a wonderful time. Right, here's a little bit of a shock for me at any rate. I went to the chemist, Arosha. I went there last night to stock up on my medications. The older you get, the more of a collection you get, I can tell you. But say one thing, when I was in my 20s, early 20s, I started to suffer from quite bad migraines. And they used to last days. They would not, funnily enough, it was all, they would time themselves that it would invariably come on a Friday night and would go right through the weekend. And it was so incredibly painful. In fact, sometimes I used to actually hit the side of my head with my fists with the pain. And this continued for many years. And then when I came to Panama, and my good lady, we were going out then, and she took me to see, I think his name was Vega or Vergara, Dr. Vega or Vergara. He was in those days back in the Royal Center, and I'm going back to probably around about 1994, 95, around about that period. And he gave me a load of tests and all sorts of things, and he, you know, with all these things on your head and whatever. And he put me on a thing, something called Sebalium, which was a beta blocker. And he told me to take these for a while, and I did. And he gave me, he said, if you start getting a headache, what I want you to do is take one or two of these. And this was Migradroxina. And this, now I'm going back probably, 25, 26, 27 years, something like that. Ever since then, I've always had Migradroxina in the house. And whenever I start to get a headache, I take these and they help get rid of it. In actual fact, there is no cure for migraine. You can help it with the use of tablets or whatever. But I was reading a piece, and funnily enough, I was reading a piece, and it was in El Siglo, and it was dated the 12th of September. It was all about migraines. And this was sort of in conjunction with the Ministry of Health. So anyway, I went off to the chemist last night, and one of the items I wanted was I wanted to restock on my Migradroxina. And he said, nope, you can't do that anymore. You have to have a prescription. Now, bear in mind, I've been taking these for 20-plus years, and now I'm told I need to have a prescription. Well, I don't go and see any doctor now about my migraines because they're under control. I was shell-shocked, you know, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, after 28 years or so taking these tablets, now you've got to have a prescription. So where do I go to? What doctor? I got no history with the doctor of having migraines. And I noticed Yasmin was pointing out to me this morning, a number of people on Twitter have been complaining about this. It's not just Migradroxina, it's a number of them. And apparently if they have a substance called ergotamina in them, you have to have a prescription. Does anybody else know about this? I've been trying to find the Gazetta from the Ministry of Health to have a look at it, see exactly what it says and what is their reason for it. I've checked with the US. You can get these okay without any problem in the US. But now, for some reason, all of a sudden, in Panama, you have to have a prescription. Now, I always keep these because I never know when I'm going to have an attack or when I'm going to start to get a headache, and these are really a godsave for me. Now I'm told if I've got a migraine, and I don't have any, because I don't have any right now because I couldn't fulfill my prescription last night. So now what do? I get a migraine and I just have to suffer. And then I wander off and go and try and find a doctor to give me a prescription. I mean, what is the logic? What is the reason? I'm trying to find out. So if you know something, you know, let me know, because this is important to a lot of people. As I say, some people have been taking to Twitter, not just with Migradroxina, but other medications that they're taking. And I can't get my head around it. They just like to muck us around, I think. But, that's the situation. So if you're listening to this and you're a migraine sufferer, then you normally just go and pick up your medications at the pharmacy, then you better have a look into it, because this is putting us all in a bit of a very precarious situation, those of us that suffer from migraines, and some of them can be extremely intense, I can tell you that. So anyway, that's it. If you know anything, do drop me a WhatsApp, 677-188-22, 07 677 1822. If you're with Minson, you know the reason why. I'd be very interested, and so I'm sure would a lot of other people be interested to know what is your thinking and why now. You know, this isn't a new medication. So anyway, that's my it's not a rant really, it's just sheer disappointment. You know. So if you suffer from migraines, just bear this in mind, and if I get any more information, I'll let you know. This might be apt. This is Will Young, and Why Does It Hurt? Probably because you can't get your medication. We're 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. Good morning to Rose on the program. She dropped me a little line. She says about migraines, a non-immediately treated migraines that when they are really hard can lead to brain strokes. And she goes, they say they can come any moment. It's impossible to, it's impossible to just go and get a prescription. In a second, if you wake up with one, I used to really suffer. They come now very seldom or not at all. And I suggest that buy today 2 boxes of Migratani. I think it's all Migratan. I will look out for that. I'll check them out and see if, perhaps, hopefully they're not on the list. They're always in my first aid kit. So thinking, yeah, I mean, this is a good point. I mean, is the ministry putting migraine sufferers at risk? Still trying to find, if anybody knows the reason behind this, I'd be really interested to know, and I can let everybody else know as well that's listening. So thank you very much for that, Rose. Your input is very much appreciated.
against us both.
With Jerry D.
Give me some.
Oh, I do like that. Def Leppard and Kick, following on from Ed Sheeran's Underpass Graffiti. If you're keeping on the time, we're 12 minutes. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Time to do a bit of rocking, I think. Rocking in the free world. Is there such a thing?
I'm
There we go, rocking in the free world. And if you've just joined us, good morning. What have you been doing? Let me just take a look and see a couple more things here relevant to today's date, the 26th of September. Go back to the year 1934, the steamship, the RMS Queen Mary, is launched. 1973, because it's a long time ago, wasn't it? That's when Concorde makes its first non-stop crossing of the Atlantic, and they did it in record-breaking time. And in 1985, Shamu was born. No Shamu? At the Sea World in Orlando, in Florida. She was the first killer whale to survive being born in captivity. So there we go. Now we know. Here's Bobby Gentry.
I've been there and I'm glad I'm out.
Bring us up to the top of the hour. It's at 9 o'clock, boys and girls. If you missed the news to date, here it is again.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
Keep on hoping.
never been quite the same. There's a haze on the horizon, babe. It's only been a couple of days and I miss you. Yeah. Nothing really goes to plan. You stub your toe or break your can. I'll do everything I can to help you through.
Indeed, late night talking, and that is from Mr. Harry Styles this morning. Now, let's say a very good morning to our friends, Renee and Rick. Good morning to you, and they say, good morning and happy Monday. Sipping coffee, trying to wake up. Have you got time for Debbie Boone and You Light Up My Life? No, I don't think so. Also, a big congratulations to our friends Jenny and Roberto, who got married over the weekend. Oh, by the way, here's Debbie Reynolds. Or Debbie Boone, rather. Who's Debbie Reynolds? She was an actress, wasn't she?
Alone in the dark, but
There we go. Deborah Ann Boone. A very good friend of Debbie Reynolds, by the way. We know, of course, as Debbie Boone, don't we? American singer, author, and an actress. And she's best known, guess what, for that song. 1997, she had a hit with that, You Light Up My Life. Spent 10 weeks at number one. That was on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. And, by the way, it led to her winning the Grammy Award for Best New Artist the following year. And she later, though, focused her music career on country music, resulting in her 1980 number one country hit, Are You on the Road to Loving Me Again? Long title, isn't it? Right, I know what's coming next. Good morning, Yaz.
Hello, good morning. Happy Monday.
Oh, I'm waiting for it. Yes, it was there. Happy Monday. How was your weekend?
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, I went to the Adopta Fest.
Oh, yeah, yeah, indeed. Yeah, did you go home with a doggy?
No.
Just with Ian?
No, yes.
Nobody wanted him.
No, he wasn't there. I was alone.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And plenty of people?
Oh, he was crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Did many doggies go?
I don't know the statistics at the end. But,
yeah.
But while I was there, you know, the hardest thing is to people prefer to adopt the little dogs, you know,
right.
Not the old ones.
Yeah.
So I was in charge of one group of the old ones.
That's because you work with me. You're used to it.
So I've seen people adopting the little ones. So I don't know about the
Oh, that's
ones.
A shame. That's mm-hmm. a, there's a, actually, it was a, come on, I think I mentioned it on a program. It was on a Friday when I was looking for some good news.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a place which just deals with partnering old dogs
mm-hmm.
with old people.
Mm, okay.
You know, so dogs that are sort of, you know, got, you know, a few years old, and then they pair them with old people, and apparently it works really well.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you dare bring a dog next time. just to warn you, because the parrot would kill it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it depends on the necessities of people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of them want a little dog just because they have little kids.
Oh, yeah. No, if you've got little kids, like I can understand that.
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was crazy because, you know, a lot of dogs and cats
mm-hmm.
for adoption, and mm-hmm. also people bring their own dogs.
Uh-huh, right, yeah.
So it was kind of crazy.
Uh-huh. Many cats, by the way?
Yes, a lot. A lot of cats. The little ones and old ones,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. great. Oh, yeah. Lovely. That sounds nice.
Yeah, it was fun. Mm-hmm.
Well, goody, goody. And anything else? Did you go?
No, on Sunday, yesterday, we mm-hmm. went to the practice of paddling at Amador.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good. It was very nice. Windy, not that sunny.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Was mm-hmm. the Chinese school there again?
Oh, yes. All of them. They start practicing at 6 a.m.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's like doing the breakfast show.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, that mm-hmm. was a nice weekend then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what have we got lined up this week?
Tomorrow we have a great interview with a new artist, new singer, Panamanian.
Mm-hmm.
And we know her mother. She used to be the director of Funda Cancer.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So they both are coming tomorrow,
uh-huh.
and we will know more about her.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Oh, goody, goody, goody.
And the regulars during mm-hmm. the week,
Andres
and Alex. Mm-hmm.
And we've got a couple of tracks for this day in music.
Oh, yes, of course. Today, let me see the first one.
Mm-hmm.
She was born in 1948. Olivia Newton-John.
Sadly, no longer with us.
Mm-hmm. British-born Australian mm-hmm. singer, actress, and activist Olivia Newton-John. She scored the 1978 UK and US number one single with John Travolta,
mm-hmm.
You Are the One That I Want, and the 1981 US number one and UK number solo 7 single, Physical. She was the 4-time Grammy Award winner, whose music career included 5 number one hits. Newton-John, who battled breast cancer 3 times, was an advocate for breast cancer research.
She did a lot of great work in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
So sad, though, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, we got her with John Travolta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one, that one. Olivia Newton-John together with John Travolta there, and you're the one that I want.
Mm-hmm.
Good track.
Yes.
Good track. Good
nice.
Track.
Nice so is
you, yeah, tell you what, so is in this one. He was this guy was big smoothie, you know. He was very debonair.
Mm-hmm.
Always dressed well, always looked impeccable.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Who is it?
I don't know.
Brian Ferry.
Ah, okay. I don't know him, I have to
you
say.
You don't really?
Mm-hmm.
I think you recognize probably some of the music.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. He was born in 1945. English singer and songwriter. Who, with Roxy Music, scored the hit singles Street Life,
mm-hmm.
Love is the Drug, Dance Away, Angel Eyes, Jealous Guy, and Avalon. Ferry has recorded many cover versions of other artists' songs.
Okay, and the one I've got is Jealous Guy, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
See if you recognize it.
I was dreaming of the past, and my heart being fast, I began to lose control. I began to lose control. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy. I was feeling insecure. You might not love me anymore. I was shivering inside.
just a genocide.
There we go, Roxy Music and Jealous Guy with, of course, Mr. Brian Perry taking the lead there, who apparently can whistle as well as sing. And you know what I was telling you about his sort of, his persona.
Uh-huh.
As I say, in addition to his contributions to music, Perry has also come to be known for his distinctive style and artistic sensibilities, as well as the synonym for cool. Mm. In 2005, GQ presented Perry with its Lifetime Achievement Award, deeming him pop's original art school Bobby Dazzler, and noting his solo career spent as the world's best-dressed and most languidly mannered deluxe chanteur. Mm. And Esquire has noted Perry's lifelong obsession with clothing and described any in-person interaction with him as a bespoke event. A louche ensemble of elegant affectations. And in 2007, Belgian fashion designer Dries Van Noten created a fall 2007 collection inspired by Alfred's very war during his solo career and tenure with Roxy Music. How about that then?
Mm-hmm, hey? Very nice.
Yeah. Aren't you lucky to be working with somebody just like him?
I don't know.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with my jeans and t-shirts.
Exactly.
Mr. Cool.
Yeah, it depends, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've been very diplomatic with your silence. Go to your room. So what have you got today? How many events have you got today, yes?
Not today.
Oh, dear. Are you having a day off?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
But tomorrow there's an activity at City of Knowledge.
Okay.
So I'll tell you more on Wednesday.
Okay. Oh, good. That'll be nearly the end of the week, won't it?
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait. All right. Well, you have a great day. Relax. I guess you did all your supermarket shopping yesterday, didn't
you? Yes, yesterday.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then, yeah. That's it. Then you can have the rest of the day off.
Mm-hmm.
See you tomorrow, yes.
See you tomorrow.
Take care. Bye. we all know who that is, don't we? Yes, of course we do. That's Mr. George Michael. And that track that was released in April the 22nd, in actual fact, in 1996 on the Virgin Records label. And in the UK, though, it was on DreamWorks, if I remember rightly. No, in the States it was on DreamWorks. It was the second single from the third album, which I reckon was his best album ever, which was Older. It was written by George Michael, Patrice Rush and Freddie Washington, together with Terry McFadden, and produced for him by Michael and John Douglas. And by the way, there's a sample in there as well. Do you know who it was? 1982 single, which was Forget Me Not by Patrice Rushen. I have to play that later, because that song got like a ding-ding in it. By the way, got a lot of positive reviews from music critics, that song. Commercially, it topped the charts in six countries. Australia, Hungary, Italy, Spain, and, of course, in the United Kingdom. This is called Lullaby. Mr. Sean Mullins.
She grew up with the children of the stars in the Hollywood Hills and the Boulevard. Her parents threw big parties. Everyone was there. They hung out with folks like Dennis Hopper and Bob Seger and Sonny and Cher. She feels safe now in this bar on Fairfax. And from the stage I can tell that she can't let go and she can't relax. And just before she hangs her head to cry, I sing to her a lullaby. She still lives with her mom outside the city, down that street about a half a mile. And all her friends tell her she's so pretty. But she'd be a whole lot prettier if she smiled once in a while. Even her smile looks like a frown. She's seen her share of devils in this angel town. About this place, it's hard to play a gig in this town, keep a straight face. It seems like everybody's got a plan. It's kind of like Nashville with a tan. Everything's gonna be alright. Rock-a-bye. Rock-a-bye.
There we go. That's Mr. Sean Mullins and Lullaby. And that's brought us to the end of our Monday morning program. Been great with you. It's the 26th of September. If you just joined us, by the way, you're late. Time for me to go off and do whatever it is I'm going to be doing for the rest of the day. Not sure yet. Big thanks go out this morning, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio. My producer doing all the background work, doing all our social media work, etc., etc. And, of course, to our Intrepid Outdoor Reporter. That's Ingrid, enjoying herself. She had a nice weekend and enjoyed the little stories. So big thanks to Ingrid. Also to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. He's just been away for the weekend, so I hope you had a nice rest, Neil. You'll see the funny side of that. And also, big thanks go out to the boys and girls of Group of Grado, who keep us up and running, get us up first thing in the morning, and we'll be switching back to them in a moment. Do stay tuned, because what's coming up? Chuchat SOS with Gigi, so don't miss that, all right? Plenty of great programs going through the day here on Cool FM. I'll be back with you same time tomorrow, all right, 6 in the morning. So until then, a big thanks to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors. If you want to advertise with us or sponsor us, you can just get in touch with us on 677-188-22, 677-188-22, or you can call Yasmin on 223-5162. All right. So anyway, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, please, please, please do it carefully. Because what do I say? What do I want to be doing at 6 tomorrow? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right. So from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.